Yeah, Memorial Day was nice and quiet until about 9 a.m. when word started to trickle out that Jim Tressel had resigned as the head football coach at The Ohio State University. News that was later confirmed by Ohio State. AD Gene Smith talked about how it happened.
Sunday night, when Jim returned from his vacation, he and I sat down for a while and talked about the state of our program. And it's at that time that he decided to resign. We met again this morning in his office and chatted some more, and he submitted his formal letter of resignation.
Of course, all of this stemming from the investigation concerning Tressel not passing along his knowledge of possible NCAA violations committed by his players. The university has named Luke Fickell as the interim head coach for the upcoming season. Meanwhile, players, of course, reacting on Fox Sports Radio, Eddie George.
From what we know, from the information that we do have right now, he had to step away. I think Jim, personally, I think he was maybe 2 or 3 years away from probably retiring anyway, but you hate to see him end his tenure on these terms based off of the transgressions of his players.
James Laurinaitis also spoke with Fox Sports Radio.
Two arguments. People say, hey, you know, the players need to take responsibility, blah, blah, blah. But then people say, well, it's all the coach's fault. He did something bad, too. I mean, everybody on both sides screwed up, and I think it's an and-or situation.
As Ohio State heads into a new period without Coach Tressel, on the same day he announced his resignation, the Columbus Dispatch reporting that the NCAA and the university are looking into whether quarterback Terrell Pryor received cars and other extra benefits. The Dispatch reporting that Pryor has already been interviewed at least once by investigators. They cite unnamed sources who say this is the most significant inquiry of Pryor. And of course, late last night, Sports Illustrated posted its latest expose on the Ohio State football situation, claiming as many as 28 players traded memorabilia for things such as tattoos and also maybe even some drug use thrown in there. And it goes all the way back to 2002, according to accusations posted in that article. So the bottom line is the Jim Tressel era comes to a very sad end, and Ohio State football moves ahead. Let's talk high school baseball. Yesterday, regional finals, Delphi St. John's beat Ottawa Hills 7-0 for their first ever regional championship. Austin Vogt through the shutout for the Jays, who move into the state tournament. They'll play New Middletown Springfield Thursday. They'll join fellow MAC member Minster at the state tournament. Wildcats there for the second time ever. They'll play Newark Catholic on Thursday. Also, congrats to Crestview Softball. They're into the state tournament against Columbiana on Friday. It's their ninth trip to state. And in case you missed it over the weekend, the LCC doubles team of John Kidd and Alex Zwick finished as state runners-up in boys Division II tennis, so congratulations to them. Meanwhile, in Cincinnati, Jay Bruce continues to be the only guy hitting.
0-2 pitch, swing, and a shot to right. That ball will fly out of here. Home run for Jay Bruce. 3-run shot, 4-0 Reds. Jay Bruce comes up with his National League leading 16th home run of the year.
That was a 3-run shot, and the Reds made it stand up. 7-3 win over the Brewers. The Reds come back off that horrendous road trip with a win and nice six innings from Travis Wood. So tonight, the Reds face Zach Greinke, and they bring up Chad Reinicke. He's from Defiance. Didn't go to Defiance, though. Went to Ayersville High School. He'll be on the mound tonight for the Reds. 6:05 first pitch show. Game time is 7:10 right here on your home of the Reds. Meanwhile, the Indians are blown out in Toronto 11-1. The Indians have gone just 2-5 since sweeping the Reds, and they'll be in Toronto again tonight. Meanwhile, the Tigers got a 6-5 win over the Twins. Alex Avila's double in the eighth inning appeared to hit a fan in the stands. It was a controversial call, but it went the Tigers' way, and they got the win. Cardinals lost to the Giants 7-3. Reds are 4 games out. Defiance native, Defiance high school product, Chad Billingsley got the win as the Dodgers beat the Rockies 7-1. Billingsley pitched 7 strong innings. The NBA Finals get underway tonight, and with the opener set for South Beach, the Heat's guard, Dwayne Wade, insists he's healthy. Wade, Udonis Haslem, Mike Miller, and James Jones were all back in practice yesterday, one day after being held out of contact, and they get ready for the finals tonight. Meanwhile, LeBron James on being the bad guy.
As far as you know, this villain thing and things like that. I mean, we don't. It is what it is. I mean, people are going to say whatever they want about us. But we just got to continue to go out there and just play our game.
The Heat and Mavericks tonight, game one of the NBA Finals on the Bud Light scoreboard. Stanley Cup Finals begin tomorrow night, but there could be news as early as today. The Atlanta Thrashers' move north of the border could be complete as early as today. The Thrashers are in negotiations with True North Sports and Entertainment, which would relocate the team to Winnipeg. Todd Walker, 1150 WIMA.